What is good, defenders, and welcome to your favorite pre-match segment here on Defenders of the Bank. It's the night before a match, so that means it is time for one more sleep. You know my voice. It's the scarf. J.R. Lieber here in front of the world-famous scarf wall in Lawndale, California. That's right. We are excited to take on, as Philly would say if he were here, but he's not. He's in New York right now visiting his family, the pesky pine trees of Portland in Providence Park. Woo! Let's go. It is time to take on the Portland Timbers, fresh off of our season-changing win. That's right. It was an important one for us, an important one for them down the road, and Carson as well. It is a season-changing victory for LAFC, the 2-1 victory. What's good, Mario? Thank you for all of you guys joining us in the chat. Fresh off the 2-1 victory that you could argue very well could have been 3-1 the way that Scarf predicted. It's not. It wasn't. And you know what? To Denis Bawanga's credit, he addressed it. I asked the question in the press conference and he addressed it. So I appreciate you, Denis Bawanga. And I appreciate LAFC PR for trotting Denis out there after he missed that sitter in the 80th minute. Should have been 3-1. Scarf Stradamus would have been right once again. But again, everybody, welcome to One More Sleep. This is the Portland edition, and this will be a solo scarf endeavor. Philly is in New York, along with Panda, visiting family for the first time since COVID. So we're happy to have Philly home in New York. So, Ben, this is not the red and gold partnership kit. This is that thing they were just advertising. This is the green goals Earth, One Earth partnership. Formerly, I think we would have called this the parlay kit. I ordered it on day one and it came just 2 days later. It is, for all of you wondering out there, slim fit. Yeah, unlike scarf, it is slim fit. So if you're buying it, size up, because it's a little slim. It's an interesting color, I'll say that. It's tan, it's kind of linen-y, it's I don't know. There's a lot going on this kit here. I like the more I see it on, I like it. I feel like that guy from State Farm, the only thing I can wear it with, khakis. Like, that's it. So I don't know. Maybe a pair of black pants or something. Maybe some cool red shorts. I don't know. But Ben just said, if I squint, you look topless. Don't squint then. What are you doing, my friend? Goodness. I'll hear no Philly for this one. He is in New York with visiting family and friends. So it's a solo scarf endeavor. Let's talk about Portland. Mario, stop squinting. See what you started, Ben. One more sleep. Portland edition. 10th in the West is Portland coming into this match. 2 wins out of the 7 that they have played this season. 3 losses and 2 draws. Not all of that on the shoulders of Maxime Crépeau, but definitely a lot of it, unfortunately. Their best match of the season was their first match of the season, a 4-1 victory that Maxime was not a part of. So it's the other matches that Maxime has been a part of. We'll talk about Maxime Crépeau quite a bit here on this edition of One More Sleep. But that being said, this is Portland's only home game in like a 6-week span. 2 weeks on the road, 4 more weeks essentially on the road after this. So this is the only time, you guys are awful in the chat, this is the only time that Portland will be home for like 6 weeks. So you got to believe Timbers Army will be full-throated and ready to go. I wish I could head back up there for another match at Providence Park. Been there a couple of times since we have played up there. So we'll see. We'll see what the 32-52 obviously sounds and looks like up in Portland at Providence Park. Only 8 points for Portland on the season through their 7 matches. They have scored 14 goals in their 7 matches. That's tied for first in the West with Vancouver and with Carson. 14 goals on the season. However, the turf, you're absolutely right, Genuine Cougar, the turf up there at Providence Park has also given up 14 goals. So a goal differential of zero on the season. Those 14 goals allowed tied for second worst in all of MLS. They are not, I repeat, not good defensively, especially in their last two. They have given up 3 goals apiece in those last 2 matches. We'll talk about that in a quick second. They are led by coach Phil Neville. Yes, the guy that Messi didn't want in Miami. He was jettisoned for Tata Martino, so they picked him up off the scrap heap there in Portland. I'm still surprised that they canned their coach, their longtime coach, Giovanni Savarese, but they did. He's gone. So it's Phil Neville now in Portland. We have played Portland 18 times in our club's history. That's right, 18 times we have played Portland in our club's history. And we have a narrow edge, 7 wins over Portland, 6 losses, and 5 draws. However, this match is at Providence Park, and Portland has certainly been better than LAFC at Providence Park. 4 wins, 2 losses for Portland, and 1 draw. So they have done their part in terms of keeping home field advantage. We had won 3 in a row against Portland until we took them on last September, September 9th of 2023, I believe, where we lost 2-0 in Portland. So again, Portland continuing to hold that home field advantage. And yes, in case you were wondering, the old man is still there. Diego Chara, since 2011, Diego Chara has been manning the carpet there in Portland. 422 matches across all competitions for the Timbers. That's 122 yellow cards. 122 yellow cards for Portland for Diego Chara. He is the longest tenured member of any MLS club this season. And in fact, in just 2 days from now, they will be celebrating his 13th anniversary, 13 years with Portland on that club and playing in matches for Diego Chara. So this will be match 423 in his distinguished Portland Timbers career. Regardless of if you like the guy or you don't, he has been an icon in both Major League Soccer and, of course, in the Rose City in Portland. So this will be very, very interesting to see what Diego Chara has left in the tank. But in honesty, it's all about 3 of their big signings since 2024. Since the start of this year, Portland made 3 big signings in hopes to remake and reshape their chances at a playoff run. One of them has not gone well. One of them, I think the jury is still out on. And one of them we are going to see in full fervor when we head up to Portland tomorrow. The first of which I want to talk about is Kamal Miller. That's right. Kamal Miller was getting all set, laying on the beach there in Miami, getting ready to start season number 2 with Messi. He heard about Luis Suarez coming in, obviously playing with Busquets and Alba and everybody else there. And right after the turn of the calendar year, just like that, they ship him off to Portland. Kamal Miller, the former Syracuse product, I love guys from Syracuse, the former Syracuse product and member of El Maple Tree. He has played for the Canadian national team for quite a while. He's played in 6 matches so far. He's earned 3 yellow cards and honestly has not looked good on the back line. Kamal Miller has not helped that back line defense. They were really hoping that Kamal Miller would do something on the back line. I think the second biggest signing, if you ask anybody in Portland for sure, up until just recently, probably their biggest signing would have been our former keeper, Maxime Crepeau. And I'll say this, I love Maxime Crepeau. I love what Maxime Crepeau stood for on our back line. I love what he did for our leadership. I don't begrudge him for taking the money and having a starting job in Portland, especially if he knew or thought that a club might be bringing in Hugo Lloris. The guy, as some have said in the chat already, gave his leg and, don't forget, gave his World Cup spot for us. He just played, actually, on the 23rd of March for Team Canada. He had a clean sheet in a win over, was it Trinidad and Tobago? I think he had a 2-0 or 3-0 clean sheet in a win over Trinidad and Tobago. So he is right back in form for El Mapletree for the Canadian national team. I love Maxime Crépeau. World Cup spot given to us for the MLS Cup final. I love Maxime Crépeau. But for 90 minutes tomorrow in Portland, I will not be cheering for Maxime Crépeau. I will not be hoping that Maxime Crépeau does well. I will not be looking forward to any of the wonderful saves that he may make over the course of those 90 minutes. But before and after, we love you, Maxime Crépeau. And I'll say this about Timbers Army. When I was up there, the two times that I have been up there to see matches against Portland for LAFC, the Timbers Army feels the same way about us as I feel about Maxime Crépeau tomorrow. I was taken out for drinks. Philly came out with me one of the nights that we were up there, and Timbers Army was awesome. They said, hey, meet us in the pub over here, not too far from the stadium. We'll buy you drinks. We'll hang out. We'll really show you Portland. We had a wonderful time hanging out with the people of Portland. And as we were leaving, they reminded us as we walked out the door and back down to our hotel, when we start tomorrow, we got nothing but hate for you. But after the match, you come meet us right back here in this pub and we'll have a couple more drinks. And we did. I don't enjoy IPAs, Portland. Stop making them, but that's just me. It's the scarf. Let's go to, you know, something different. I like good tequila. Portland, are you making any good tequila anytime soon? Probably not, but that's okay. Maxime Crépeau has allowed 10 goals in the 5 matches that he has played so far this season. He has not had a clean sheet yet. I'm hoping that obviously Maxime does not notch his first clean sheet against LAFC. But again, he's conceded 10 goals in the 5 matches that he has played, and he has conceded 3 goals in each of the last 2 matches that he has played in. So it has not been a great start for Maxime Crépeau. But their biggest signing, and it was a birthday present on my birthday for the Portland Timbers. I didn't love that. March 20th. We had this player linked to us at LAFC. Cabecita himself, Jonathan Rodriguez, signs with Portland. That was a big get for Portland. If I remember correctly, they broke their own transfer signing record for $4 million, I think is what they said they signed him for. I'll have to go back and look at the actual number. Actually, don't remember the number. I apologize. I should have it here. But Jonathan Cabecita Rodriguez, formerly, by the way, he's Uruguayan and, of course, started like many great Uruguayan players do at Peñarol, the very same place that gave us Diego Rossi and the very same place that gave us Brian Rodriguez. Peñarol, the former Peñarol product, had quality runs, obviously, with Santos Laguna, with Cruz Azul, most recently Club America, and now he has touched down in Portland, and he has started and picked up right where he left off. He has played all 90 minutes in each of the first 3 matches of his Portland Timbers career. He scored in his debut, like I think it was like 20 minutes in to his debut, he scored. He notched an assist in their last match against Sporting Kansas City. We'll talk about that match and how significant it was for Portland heading into this one in just a minute. But Cabecita looks like he might be the real deal in Portland. 1 goal, 1 assist in 3 matches, played all 90, and just looks like a whole ton of problems on that carpet for LAFC coming up tomorrow. Now, let's talk real quick about Portland's last match, because we talked quite a bit about how our last match really could affect the rest of our season. Well, Portland's season has started off much poorer than ours has and should have continued that same track, but not for an incredible comeback against Sporting KC. Look, This was on the road. It was in Sporting, and it was an incredible comeback for Portland. They were down 3-0 at the half. 3-0 at the half, and the largest comeback in Portland Timbers history to draw 3-3 at Sporting has given them all the confidence they need headed back home and ready to take on the back-to-back defending Western Conference champions, LAFC. Look, I'll talk a little bit more about that match as we go through what my keys to the match might be and who my players to watch might be. So that being said, you guys heard me talk for like 15 minutes all about Portland. It does look like we may not have David Martinez back for this match. And I know a lot of you are thinking, well, what do you mean? He only missed the match because he was suspended because the dummy picked up a red card. True, but I have heard that he has picked up a little bit of a back injury, a little something soft in training. So he may be hobbled, might not be available. David Martinez may not be good to go for this match. I don't know if that's been talked about a whole lot on Twitter or in LAFC's media this week. I've been working. This was a busy, busy, busy week for Scarf at work. But that being said, tomorrow's Saturday, so I don't have to work. I get a little bit of a day off, which is nice. But that being said, maybe picked up a little bit of a back injury or a lower leg injury, something like that in training. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, De La Valle will not be available as well, but it looks like everybody else should be good to go for LAFC. And I do want to mention, coming into this match, Edward Atuesta is one yellow card away from having to serve a yellow card suspension. One yellow card away. He picked up 4 yellows in the first 5 matches. Edward needs to figure out a way to rein it in and tone it down just a little bit. So, one yellow card away. Probably no David Martinez, definitely no De La Valle. But that being said, we should have a full rest of our roster. And that being said, I would love to see Sergi Palencia continue to start at left back while Ryan Hollingshead mans right back for us. It's gone very, very well for Sergi Palencia in his two matches he's played for us so far. So let's talk about our keys to the match. Let's start with players to watch. And I'm going to go. Why is that? There we go. I'm going to go with the two keepers. That's right. I'm going to see how LAFC tests Maxime Crépeau. I think we are going to need to put our shooting boots on at Providence Park. We always have a little bit more difficulty on carpet. We just don't play well on carpet. Or at least in the days of Carlos Vela, we tended not to play well on carpet. So that being said, I really think that maybe this new version of LAFC, this remolded, remade version with Denny Bawanga up top, with Matty Bogush up top, with Kike Oliveira up top, they need to figure out how to play on carpet, but I don't believe it will be as detrimental to LAFC as in seasons past. So it'll be interesting to see how we can continue to get our shots off on carpet. We did a wonderful job against Carson last week, but I think we are going to not sit in as low of a block as much as we did last week. You saw the game plan work perfectly against Carson, but I believe that game plan where we sat in that extremely low block, we dropped Ilya really far back, and we waited to counter. We blocked everything out in front. I believe that game plan was specific to Carson. I do not believe that will be entirely the game plan, part of it, but not entirely against Portland, especially on carpet. So I think we'll be taking a little bit more chances offensively. I think we'll be putting a little bit more in terms of our attack. We'll be putting a few more bodies forward, and it'll be interesting to see how we pepper Maxime Crépeau. And honestly, Hugo Lloris has been excellent for us. Last match, a little bit of a softy goal, but honestly, that was after pinballing all around and finding some space in the box. I don't think you can pin any of our defensive struggles that we've had from time to time this season so far on Hugo Lloris. His defensive leadership on that back line has been stellar. His distribution from the back line, he had two absolute dimes. And don't worry, I won't bring up that NFL player that you guys hate me to bring up. He had two absolute dimes in the last match. I absolutely love watching Hugo Lloris play. Looks fantastic and will continue to do so against Portland. So my players to watch are the keepers. If this is Philly and he's giving you his players to watch, I'm going to tell you right now, he would have said Denis Bowanga and Cabecita, Jonathan Rodriguez. We all know that. We all know that Philly would have taken those two because not only does he love low-hanging fruit, but those are probably the two most fun players to watch out there on the pitch. So I'm not saying Philly texted me his players to watch or anything. He's enjoying time in New York right now. But we all know they would have been Denis Bowanga and Cabecita for sure. Let's talk about our keys to the match. Number one, we need to get out early. We did it last match. Timothy Tillman said it with his chest. That's right. A big goal by Timothy Tillman, poaching it there on the back line, a little into the goal for Timmy Tillman there early on. And I think we absolutely need to get out there once again early, score a goal in the first 20 minutes, change the complexion of the match. Steve Cherundolo has talked about it time and time and time again, how good LAFC is when we can get out on the front foot. And if we can get out on the front foot against this Portland Timbers club, then I think it spells curtains for Portland. So getting out early will be absolutely imperative in this match so that LAFC can get all 3 points here on the road. But the second thing that I want to talk about is to beware the bench. I just told you about Portland coming back down 3-0 to draw Sporting Kansas City 3-3 on the road. Largest comeback in Portland Timbers history. Well, it coincided with their bench, and these are all names that if you have been following LAFC since the beginning, you have heard these names over and over and over again in Portland. Claudio Bravo, Eric Williamson, Dairon and Dairon Asprilla, Felipe Mora, and Diego Chara himself all came off the bench in the second half to help spur that comeback and that draw 3-3. LAFC is used to playing against clubs that don't bring as much veteran presence, poise, and talent off of their bench. Well, not only are these guys grizzled veterans in Major League Soccer, but they have done it for years in Portland, which is extremely important to understand that playing in Portland, just like playing at NYCFC, because of the stadium and field constraints or the carpet in Portland, whatever it might be, it's different. You have to know how to play. Mario, I'll hit your comment in just a second. I'm trying to do 15 things at once, but there we go. Check that out. Comment from Mario. So LAFC has to beware the bench in this match. When you're able to bring the talent off the bench, like a Felipe Mora, like a Dairon Asprilla, and certainly like a Diego Chara, someone who can really salt things away there on the back line, that could be trouble for LAFC if we find ourselves in a bit of a dogfight. But I don't think it'll be too much of an issue. I think LAFC will already be up 1-0 by the time we get there. That being said, let's take a look at the score prediction. And I am keeping my score prediction from last match. That's right. I think it'll be 3-1, particularly because, and I'm being perfectly honest here, as a fan of the sport, as a fan of Major League Soccer, and as being kind of excited to be able to watch Cabecita play, I'm hoping that Portland figures something out and gets kind of a moment of brilliance from a player like Cabecita. I would love to see that. Their leading scorers, by the way, are Anthony, who came over last year, who has 16 games, 4 goals for them. But damn right, Mario, saying 3-1 until it's true. Three goals for Antony on the season, three goals for Evander on the season, two players who we haven't really talked about in this entire One More Sleep run, but Antony and Evander, two extremely talented offensive players. I just think our defense has been incredibly solid. I think our midfield has the chance to truly dominate a match, especially after we played against Ricky Pooch and Brugman and Marky Mark Delgado and everybody else that they tried to bring in from Carson. I think our midfield will be brimming with confidence over the course of these 90 minutes. I think we might give up a soft one again, but I think we're going to get two before halftime, one more to salt things away in the second half, and then maybe give up one late so Steve Cherundolo has something to be upset about in the press conference and with his club for the next week or so. Just a reminder, you guys, we still are in this period where our first 12 matches of the season are all 1 week apart. They're all 1 week apart. So we are getting time to rest. We're getting time to put things in on the training ground, and we're getting time to get ourselves right between each and every one of these matches. So I have 3-1 for our score prediction against Portland as we head up to Providence Park. I want to remind everybody that we do have our merch up on our website. Come check it out. I should have my stuff that I ordered soon. It's coming. We'll have scarves at our next tailgate. We'll have all kinds of other stuff going on. Head on over to defendersofthebank.com. Check out our shop for any of the merch that you like. Please don't forget to like and subscribe to all of our things on social media. It will be myself and maybe a special guest for our podcast. Genuine Cougar, thank you so much. It'll be myself and maybe a special guest for our episode recap against Portland. Thank you all for apparently squinting for scarf on this one. I apologize to anybody who's just entering late and has no idea what that means. But that being said, you guys know that we love each and every one of you. Thank you all for being a part of Defenders Nation, for the furious chorus of the black and gold, the 3252 heading on up to Portland. Everybody travel safe. Stay with a buddy. Try a new beer while you're there in Portland. Have a good time. And again, from one member of the millions to the rest of you, travel safe when you're up there in Portland. I've got 3-1. Let us know in the comments on social media what you think the score prediction is going to be, who you think the players to watch should be, and what you think the keys to the match are as we get set to take on Portland. And we have cool outro music.